A car crash does not happen in slow motion, like in the movies. It happens like this. I'm talking to Carolina about the guy she likes, picking apart everything he said to her, every inch of body language that has been displayed for her benefit. I'm breaking it down for her because while she's beautiful and smart and tough and perfect, she's also the only Puerto Rican for about 100 miles and doesn't think it's possible that the quarterback would be into her instead of some white girl. Last week, he said something funny at lunch and everybody busted out laughing, but you were the one he looked at, I tell Carolina. So, she says, hands curled around the pizza boxes on her lap. So, out of our entire table of football players and cheerleaders, Aaron looks at the softball pitcher to see if she thinks he's funny, I say, breaking for a turn that can be nasty on freezing nights, like this one. He is funny, she concedes, spinning her class ring on her finger. I think I even saw your lips twitch. Maybe, I say, but I'm not the one he likes. People like you, Carolina insists, an old conversation that we've been having ever since I befriended the only other girl at recess who didn't have someone to play with. We were two loners then. Her, the kid whose skin wasn't the same color as everyone else's. Me, the one who never knew quite what to say, hesitating a little too long whenever I was asked to join in. The novelty of Carolina's race wore off, her smile overcoming any reservation the other kids had. Me? I don't smile much. Like is a strong word, I tell her. Fine, she says, reaching for her phone to change the music. But they're definitely in awe of you, and that counts for something. That's no lie. My classmates have been in awe of me ever since a badly aimed kickball sent our gym teacher to his knees in second grade. But that admiration never warmed into friendship, just high fives and first pick in gym class. I'll take it. The team loves you. Carolina isn't letting it go. The team does love me. We've spent our summers together. Sweat-soaked hair tucked behind our ears, wet towels on our necks when the Ohio afternoons shot past 100 degrees. We grew up that way. Backwoods girls knocking down bigger, and supposedly better, teams until even the city paper started sending out reporters to cover us. Dirty kids with Capri Suns in our hands, arms draped over each other's shoulders. We love each other, yeah. Even if most of the time they don't know what to make of their catcher, and our conversations tend to focus on one thing only. Maybe if you tried talking to them about something other than softball, Carolina wonders aloud, her thoughts following mine like always. I consider that for a second. I guess I could talk to them about basketball. My friend busts out laughing. Ay, Dios mío, she says, wiping tears from her eyes. I'll know you're putting effort into it when you start talking to them about volleyball. Volleyball, I say, rolling my eyes, which brings another peal of laughter from Carolina, her head thrown back, neck highlighted way too much by the oncoming car that's briding us. I flick my lights at them. Then, I'm not driving a car anymore. I'm lying in a field, surrounded by frost and glass and corn stubble and the constant tick, tick, tick of a motor cooling. I stare at the sky, trying to figure out what just happened. There's been a car accident, and I was in it. Actually, I seem to have sailed over it, out and above, to land face down in snow and dirt, both of which are in my mouth. I don't understand. But I do know that Carolina was beside me and now she's not, which means she's still in there somewhere, with exploded airbags and twisted metal and broken glass and all the things that make my car suddenly converge into sharp edges and crushing weight, a trap I escaped. I'm going to save her, going to make it still matter that Aaron most definitely is into her and probably won't be shy about it after this. I'm going to stand up and get my friend. Pull her out of the wreckage and see her in one piece, because that's the only allowable ending to this. I'm going to do these things. But when I try to come to my feet, I collapse. My legs have a job, and I've always done it without question. So I can't get my head around the fact that I've lost the ability to stand up. I spit out a mouthful of snow. The first snow, one my grandfather would have called a sugar snow, the perfect time to go tap the maple trees for their syrup. It doesn't taste like sugar, though. It tastes like blood and dirt.